Now, yesterday was our special opening service here in the building. Two people who were really disappointed that they couldn't make it was Lindsay and Lillian, our former pastor, and his wife. They're on holiday at the moment. But they've given me a letter just to read out and just to express some sentiments and some comments to us as a church family. It says, "To all our friends in Carrickfergus Baptist Church, Lillian and I are sorry that we can't have been with you for your official opening of the new building. You've come a long way from when you erected your first building in the 1860s and called your first pastor, Pastor William Hamilton. Now, over 150 years later, the church that began in Carrick with the baptism of three men in the sea and meeting in a schoolroom has, by God's grace, grown into a large and steadily growing community of believers, worshipping God in this wonderful modern building. But the real evidence of God's blessing is not in the size of the congregation, nor the beauty of the building, but in the hearts and lives of the people he has drawn to himself down through those years. Many of them have gone on to glory. All of us here who know Christ will one day join them. But until that day, I pray that you will continue to know his love and care, that you continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. And may we see God glorified in the salvation of many in this place. With every blessing, Lindsay and Lillian Allen." Two other people who couldn't be with us yesterday are Jack and Linda Coates, who are in Peru at the moment, spending a month in Peru, specifically with the New Hope Children's, a home there, a home that was very dear to their daughter's heart, their daughter Emily, who passed away earlier in the year. And Jack and Linda are really out there just to see what they can do in honour of Emily and just to use some of the finances that have been raised in memory of Emily as well. And this afternoon I received an email from Jack and Linda to send to us as a church family here. So let me read out just what they sent. "We are just off to the New Hope Children's Home 20th anniversary celebration picnic in the park. Have had encouraging discussions with several local Christians and are hopeful we'll be able to make some contribution to help the children here in Arequipa. Exhausted after treating the children in various ways and looking forward to a restful Sunday next week. Will be good to see you all soon. Much blessing today, Linda and Jack." And let's continue to pray. They're there for the month of September. They'll be home shortly. But let's continue to pray for Jack and Linda on what is a busy trip, dealing with things like altitude and all those kind of things. And let's pray for a safe journey. Let's pray that God would do a great work in their hearts and their lives as they're there in Peru at the moment. Let me mention a few things just before I pray, and then as we head towards observing the Lord's Supper here. We made a number of announcements this morning. One other thing I want to just highlight is one of our new ministries that's starting shortly. It's called CB Friends. It's really aimed for seniors within our own congregation, and maybe from outside as well who come along. Now, it's always dangerous to sort of put people in a category, whether you're a senior or not. Let me put it this way. If you can claim a free travel pass from TransLink, it probably means you're in that category. David McClurg is shaking his head. Okay, have I insulted you, David? Yes, okay. So, if you're David's age and above, you probably might fall into our CB Friends category. And we're going to start a monthly meeting, opportunity to meet here in the church. It'll be on the second Friday of every month. And the first one will be Friday the 9th of October, and it runs from 2 o'clock to 3:30. And I really encourage you to come along. If you're free during the day, it'll be a great time of fellowship, of encouragement, and a great opportunity to invite some of your friends who have no church connection as well to come along and just to experience what happens here in the church, to meet people and to hear God's word as well. So do come along to that. Pray for it as well. All of us can pray for that. And for those involved who are going to be helping in the team, just to let you know, there's going to be a meeting, just an organizational meeting, on Monday the 5th of October. So it starts on the Friday the 9th. So the Monday of that week, there'll be a planning meeting at 7 p.m. here in the church as well. Mentioned this morning about baptism. And maybe you're thinking about that. You're a believer. You've trusted Christ as your Savior. And you want to be obedient to Christ's command. And if baptism is something you're thinking about, you've been challenged about, do come and speak to me afterwards. If you're interested in church membership as well. Or we also mentioned the prayer and study groups that are starting the first Wednesday in October. A great opportunity to study God's Word in a small group, to share together and be built up in your faith, and to pray as well. And if that's something you'd be interested in joining, do speak to me as well, or speak to one of the elders. Just want to mention one person to pray for. Billy Craig, one of our members, has been in hospital over the last few days. Had a nasty fall a few days ago as a result of just low blood pressure. And hopefully we get home this afternoon. I haven't heard that confirmed, whether he has got home or not. But let's really pray for Billy and pray for Kathleen at this stage as well. Great. Okay, prayer's been answered already, but let's pray for just ongoing recovery just from some of the injuries he received just as a result of that fall as well. So let's join our hearts together in prayer. Dear Father, we want to come before you. We want to thank you, as we've read in Lindsay's letter, just of all the ministry that's happened in this place over the years. We thank you for lives that have been changed, the lives that have been transformed by the gospel. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to work here, and many lives will be changed, that many hearts might be built up and strengthened in their faith as well. We thank you for Lindsay and Lillian's ministry, faithful ministry over years, and we pray that we would build upon that and continue in it as well. We pray for Linda and Jack in Peru this evening. We pray you would give them rest after what's been a busy trip. We pray they'd be refreshed, pray they'd be challenged. And we pray there'd be real opportunities where they can feel they are serving this children's home, but more importantly, serving you as well. We pray for safety as they travel home. We pray for this new ministry that's going to commence shortly amongst our seniors. We pray that you would really bless that ministry. That would be a great time of fellowship, of building people up, that people might be encouraged in their faith. And people who don't know you will be introduced to Jesus Christ and come to know him as their Lord and their Savior. We pray for Billy. We pray for him at this time. We thank you that he was able to get home from hospital earlier on this afternoon. We just pray for recovery from some of the injuries he's received after his fall. But we just pray that that issue with blood pressure will be sorted out soon. We just pray you give him a peace of mind at this stage as well. Put your hand upon him as you put your hand and you bless others in our congregation who are sick and ill at this time as well. And now as we focus our attention on the Lord's Supper, as we focus our attention on what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, we pray that this would be a special time, that our eyes might be fixed upon you, that our hearts might be uplifted as we think about our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray that you would minister to us now, bless us, and we ask all this in Jesus Christ's lovely name. Amen. As I mentioned this morning, as we come to your table, we're going to do it a little bit different. I'm going to share a little bit from God's Word. Going to pray, and then we're going to actually leave it open. I don't actually remember doing this in my 2.5 years of here in Carrickfergus. It's always a dangerous thing to leave it open, whether it be awkward silence and all the rest. But the table is a great opportunity just to respond. So you think of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And we are going to leave it open for a short time. An opportunity maybe to respond in prayer, just giving thanks for what Jesus Christ has done for you as you think about the table. You might want to take this time just to read out a verse. Just make a few short comments. We'll leave this open and encourage if there's something in your heart. Don't speak for the sake of speaking, but if there's something there in your heart, this is an opportunity as a group of brothers and sisters in Christ just to share. I'm going to leave it open for a short time. But I do want to focus our thoughts on God's Word. And if you do have a Bible, turn with me to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. I actually preached on these verses back in about May time when we had the joint service with Whitehead Baptist and Green Island Baptist as well. I preached on that and was looking at lots of different truths that we find. But I think that some of these great truths are very applicable as we meet here at the Lord's table this evening. So the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. Let's listen to God's word. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. I really want to just focus on some phrases in verse 2. Looking to Jesus, that's what we want to do this evening. We want to look to Jesus. We want to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ. That's who the focus is on when we come to the Lord's table. We want to look to Jesus. We want to come and we want to remember him. But it's really this phrase. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. We want to remember this afternoon, we want to remember the suffering of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who endured the cross. Jesus Christ endured the cross. He endured the greatest suffering ever known to man as he died on the cross. There was the physical suffering that Jesus Christ endured. Think about how they put that crown of thorns on his head. As they whipped him, as they beat him, as they spat in his face. As they nailed him there, the nails in his hands and his feet, that physical suffering. As he hung there in agony, gasping for every single breath. Tremendous physical pain. He endured the cross. Physical suffering that we will know nothing about. Dreadful physical suffering. Yet Jesus Christ wasn't the only person who endured that kind of physical suffering on a cross. There were many other men. Many criminals who had suffered horrendously on Roman crosses as well. And yet I said Jesus Christ's suffering on the cross was the greatest suffering known to man. Yes, others had the same physical suffering, but something else was happening there as Jesus Christ endured the cross. As he hung there in physical pain, God the Father, God his Father, took our sins. And the wrath of God was placed upon Jesus Christ. There was the spiritual suffering that he endured on the cross. As he was forsaken by the Father. My God, why have you forsaken me? As our sins were laid upon him. What did Jesus Christ do? He endured the cross. And why did he do it? Because he looked to the joy that was set before him. He looked for the joy that was beyond the cross. What the cross would accomplish. What was that joy? Of completing the great work of salvation. Of dying in our place so that we could be forgiven. And why did he do it? For the joy, but also for love. Because he loves us. And because he loves us, Jesus Christ endured the cross. And then the next phrase says, despising the shame. There's lots of shame. Judas, one of his followers, betrayed him. Peter, one of his disciples, denied him. In fact, all the disciples ran away. He was left on his own. And then there was the public humiliation of a cross as he was whipped and he was beaten, as he walked through the street carrying the crossbeam, as he was nailed to a cross, naked, in front of people. Humiliating, a place of shame. And yet it says here he despised the shame. You could say he scorned the shame. What does that mean? Despised the shame. Of little significance. Counted it as of little significance. Why? For the joy that was set before him. Accomplishing our salvation. So that you could sit here this evening forgiven. You could sit here forgiven and in a right relationship with God. He endured the cross. He despised the shame and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. You sit down when your work is finished. When I have finished, I'm going to sit down because it's done. In Bible times, often people sat down when they were victorious. It's a sign that things were accomplished, that things were finished. And that's what Jesus Christ has done. He's now seated at the right hand of the throne of God, a place of position, a place of authority, a place of significance. He's seated there because he is somebody of significance, but he's also seated because his work is accomplished. That's why he was able to cry from the cross, "It is finished." And the reason you're able to sit here this evening at the Lord's table is because Jesus Christ accomplished your salvation there on the cross. It's finished. And because it's finished, he sat down at the right hand of the Father. So as we come to the table, let's remember. Let's give thanks this evening for one who endured the cross for us, who despised the shame, counted it as having little significance, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven in a place of joy because he's accomplished our salvation. I'm going to pray, And then after I pray, we're going to leave this open. Chance to respond, maybe to pray, as I said, maybe to read, maybe to share a bit. And then at an appropriate time, we're going to give out the bread and the wine. Let me start by praying. Dear Father, we thank you for these words. We thank you for our Savior Jesus Christ, who endured the cross, who despised the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God in heaven. We thank you as he was able to cry, "It is finished." And we praise you for that. May our hearts be full of joy and thankfulness this evening. And we thank you in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.